Listen, it's too fucking hot. It's like 95 degrees right here right now.
Wait, in New York?
In New York, bitch. It's like the index says it feels like 107. Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
I do not miss those days.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Okay.
What's going on?
Nothing. I just was watching the Salt Lake City trailer for like the 15th million times.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that.
Just, oh God, like what a wonderful thing to wake up to. So good. Sometimes just icons.
Sometimes I wish I was on the West Coast so that I could wake up to shit like that, as opposed to like, it'll be like midday for me.
Right.
You know?
Like, right. No.
I've already experienced so much hate today, but to like, I wish I had like started my day with that, you know?
I mean, because you got to get your head right for the bar boat or whatever the fuck bitch. That is.
I'm getting my security detail is coming to pick me up right after this. Listen.
You better be real careful how you talk on that boat. Like, they're crazy as fuck.
Listen, everybody have fun on the bar boat, but you better watch them inwards unless you're black.
But they're not. That's the problem. Like, they don't care.
Light brights.
The whites are going to be on that boat acting foolish. But the thing is, y'all are so fucking ride or die for her, but don't buy her out. So it's like, help her out. Like, queen went
queen didn't hit
cardboard. Queen didn't hit not one track.
Queen went Cheez-Its dust. Okay, it didn't go platinum. It went like pocket lint. Okay, queen didn't hit. Good form so y'all hits, go up but like. With her. Yeah, like, but like
she's the dopest MC. It's like, but do you show up when she releases project? Never.
Like, tell me where y'all playing Chun-Li.
Never. Don't hear it. Last
don't hear
the
it.
I haven't heard Chun-Li. The first time I heard Chun-Li, she was released it. The second time I heard it was at Iris' birthday party last week. Like, I
let's get into it.
I'm just like, let's I never hear that song. No one even plays Nicki in the club.
Well, we're gonna get to that. Listen. Everyone, welcome back to the B-List. Our favorite guest ever, return guest, Revolving Door. He's always in it, coming right back around.
Hi, friend. Hi. You just made me sound like some sort of hoe. Like, that was weird. Just, like, Revolving
pass
Door.
Around,
like,
pass around guest.
Run through. Like, it's a lot.
It's giving Giselle.
This bitch is back. Like, okay. Yeah,
it's sure. Hot box.
Right.
Yeah.
Mia Thornton is back.
We love Mia. We're going to get to that.
It
just keeps making me love her more.
Like,
dizzy,
I'm like,
messy.
From the love. Door. Like, yeah. She was it. Like, I was just like, I forgot everybody else was there besides her and Karen. Like, I literally don't care about anybody else.
I love her backstory.
I do too. I like her. And her husband is like actually obsessed with her.
No, he's obsessed with her. He's like, and he's like a good man.
No, he's really great. Giselle is eating her up too. You can tell.
Because he like gives very much like he's like at home while she's working. He wants to be a good dad. He doesn't give that like typical dad shit where he's just like, I can't drive the kids to school. That shit's gay.
Right. It's not giving Rolling Stone. Like,
yeah. Like, he's like, Rolling Stone. It's not giving, I'm going to the store and never coming back.
Right, because that's what Jamal's giving, and she's still
hurt. Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, girl, your kids have moved on. Like, what are you doing?
Your kids are smarter than you, and they hate
they
you.
They run you and
Grace
hate you.
Also can't drive for shit. Girl, Grace, how you failed the driving test 3 times? I'm not talking about kids.
I mean, look at her mom.
I love...
Okay, we can't, because like that's actually really messy. Like,
okay, but can I just say though, if you fail in the driver's test that many times, imagine what she's doing in the SATs. Maybe she can go to Hampton.
Stop. I mean, don't they? Isn't it open enrollment there?
I don't know.
Wouldn't
I'm ask Karen. A broke down whore from Hampton University. Let me get off these fucking kids, because actually her kids are my favorite kids of any franchise.
I actually do like her kids.
Love her kids. Like, they're gorgeous and they hate their father.
They really, and they really
I really
like
relate
her.
To them that way.
I'm same. So like, I'm like, I'm like, I feel that.
Same
so
girl.
I'm like,
yeah.
Feel you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
kill him in your mind. It'll be real.
Yeah, they're being nice to him to his face because they need that college money. But let me get out of college. I'm going to like literally write a book about this man. Like right. It's giving that. Like they're yeah. very much, you know.
I hope. Get the coins. Like I daughter know they of the know church. All the tea. I know they know all the tea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Grace does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Freaky Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Happy Friday the 13th.
I didn't even realize it until earlier. And then I was like, I got to do some like spooky today.
Yeah. If you could do a Freaky Friday with someone and you had to switch, who would you do Freaky Friday with? But they would have to be in your body. Keep that in mind.
And I would have to be in their body.
Yeah. But you would want to get someone who would act right. Because you don't want, you know, running these streets.
I don't know. That's such a good question because it's like they're various people, but it's depending on what temperature I want. Like if I'm really trying to just run through and like be messy, like because my first thought is to swap with a bitch that's messy, which I'm like, that's literally just me.
Like I'm giving a body a test drive. I'm going to act up.
Right. I want to, so then I want to inhabit like a body.
A body.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like if we're doing reality TV edition of all the shows we watch, I'm gonna go vintage. I would actually switch with Miss Nikki Baby.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And she would act right in your body too.
She would because she keeps it tight. Like she
might really even get your body back and be like, oh, a couple of improvements. Because you know she'll go in the middle of the day. Shut up.
Any hour. Like that's why I'm like that actually.
You'll come back with plumper lips.
I would look fine. Actually, you know what? That's
Miss Nikki.
I mean, Miss Nikki is a
movie. I might do K Michelle. I'll the same.
Like before the butt dropped or not? Like when?
Either way, I'm gonna come back with some kind of improvements. I mean, I might have veneers.
You come back with that new face that looks like Monice's, which that could be cute.
That could be cute, Monice Slaughter.
I would switch with Monice too.
Monice Slaughter.
Actually, no, I don't want
she's
like,
living
I don't want child neglect on my shoulders. So
no,
like, I don't
she's not living like that. No. No.
I'm not switching with anybody with kids.
Wow, we're dragging these people's parenthood and we're doing the kids.
This is the kids edition, y'all. From the door, we're dragging people's children. My
wow.
I did not know I had smoke for all these parents.
Did you know yesterday was National Middle Child Day? Did you know that Madonna was a middle child?
I had
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker, I can tell.
Kyle Richards, obviously.
That's obvious.
The most iconic middle sister is Kyle Richards. Who else was it? They said Katy Perry was. I didn't even know she had family.
Don't care.
I thought she was formed underneath a rock somewhere. Fuck that lady. Fuck that lady. Yeah. If y'all like, what do they call Katy Perry stands? What do they call Kate? Oh, Katy Cats.
Are they?
That's what they said he was. Y'all could fuck right off. Turn this.
Y'all can't fight. So like, what are we doing? what they go do? They don't like. They don't show up for her. Like it's weird.
When you were talking about white people can't fight
for shit.
White people can't, but Pink can.
Pink has hands. Pink used to beat up that man.
Black Pink. What pink are we talking about? We're talking about Cirque du Soleil pink? Black pink. There you go, most girls.
That pink can swing. You like, there you go. Yeah. That's when she was beating up that man. Like,
I love Pink, by the way.
I do too. I still underrated. Do. I want her to have like a moment again.
I want her to get black again.
I do too, because we need it. Like, there's nobody really like. There's nobody like really culture vulturing properly for me, and I need
and she, like, the way she did it was so
it was
like,
smooth. We thought she was black.
Like, I know. It's like, are you from like, Philly?
Like, where are you from? We thought she was Don't Call Me White Girl. Like we were like, oh, that's her.
Oh my God. If you guys don't know who Don't Call Me White Girl is, go look her up on, I think it's Twitch. They took her account away on Instagram, so I think she got a new one.
They're hating on her. Like she is it.
Look her up on like Twitter. Don't Call Me White Girl.
Her name's Mona. I love her.
One leg up, one hand on neck, one hand on frontal.
Like your frontal off. And then I can't. I can't. She is so
She's
good.
She's talking about how men fuck you. It was crazy. She's like,
that's
next
what
day
I
you
heard
in front
you
of his-
say, nut ass nigga. I'm like, I can't. Like, this is.
She's like, now you in front of his mama's house crying. He's like, why you being weird? Why you being weird to me? You said you wanted to marry me.
When I said it, when you had me with the choke. No, like, I was like, this is so true.
You guys, they have no idea what we're talking about. Guys, you guys have no idea. It's amazing. So
I'm still stuck on Homegirl with the cocaine eye paste. Like, oh my God.
That went viral now. You
I'm
sent me that.
With
and did I send you that?
You sent me that.
Yeah. And then literally everybody's resending it the next day. She had on like, she's walking around this like house and she's talking about these like beauty treatments. It ended up, she said that she had cocaine underneath her eyes.
Dead.
I thought she was baking.
I thought she was going to be like, oh, it's like baking soda.
Oh, I thought it was like, well, that's what it's called, baking, right? When you do the
Right, when you like cook with, but like, I mean, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't,
no, I don't even
like,
do it.
That's like weird sorcery for ugly bitches. I don't know that.
But like, y'all like that paint by numbers face shit. I'm pretty like, naturally. I don't have to do all that shit. Like, yeah, I don't know. I maybe do like a simple cat eye at the gym.
Like, but I'll like, get some smoke, but like, you bitches are going wild. Like,
I don't know. My men don't really like me wearing all that fucking shit on my face.
That's I need to gay stop. For me. Like, I can't.
You just know Jamal Bryant is like, I can't be picking my kids up from school. That's just gay.
Oh, for sure.
That's like, too gay. That's fruity.
That's
gotta pick
for
the kids
sure.
up from soccer practice.
No,
what the fuck I'm gonna do looking
be...
like I have a stroller in my fucking
right.
car.
Right. No, he not having a car
I
seat
hate
in
that.
His car.
I hate
him.
Can't do it. What is that? What is that water? Or is that a blue cup?
It's a blue cup.
I thought it was a like a Minute Maid slushy from McDonald's.
Is that a beer? Bitch. No. I thought that was a fucking
was
Bud
Tammy
Light,
Roman.
And I was like, I was
no,
about
girl.
To be.
It's a okay. Waterloo. It's a Waterloo.
I was like, okay, Tammy. Like,
I know Tammy.
Fuck?
It's like light outside, drinking bigger with a straw, please.
Okay,
I would.
Mean, that's what I was. I mean, prepping for the bar boat. That might be what you need to do.
Yeah, but my shirt's a little short, so I can't have a beer belly early.
Girl, it's about to be fall. Like, what do you mean early? You need to be like true. Getting rid of it.
No. Listen, these are so good. These are better than, not sponsored. They are better than La Croix.
Oh, are they? I fucking hate La Croix, so.
I know, I'm like so over. You know what? Too many bitches found out about it.
It's like also, and it's like the wrong bitches. It's like everybody it's who like, likes La Croix is people that I would want to beat up. So like, I don't want to share something with people I don't like. Like, it's like, every time I go somewhere, you want a La Croix? No, I don't, bitch. Give me regular water. Like, get out of here.
What's that noise? Oh, they doing lawn? Is it lawn?
Leaf blowing and shit.
Leaf blowing like, and sir. Shit. That's always in LA. So this damn Nene running meme.
It's getting like all the plays. Because
I'm obsessed
too.
Why like, is Nene like everything funny? Why is everything Nene do funny?
I mean, we got rid of her, but then like
now it's kind of like we want her back.
I mean, do we though?
No, because it's not the same Nene. It's not the same Nene that we wanted. It's not the same Nene that we had. Wow, he's coming really close to the window.
And it's like weird because I'm watching him and it's like he's standing in the middle of the street just blowing leaves back and forth. Like, this is not city mandated. Like, can you leave? I'm calling the cops. Like, I don't have time for this shit. Like, I'm just like...
Serious, next time I go to a... Because, okay, so I went to a gay bar on Friday. It's called Motel 23. I know. I'll talk about it offline. Listen.
Oh.
I mean, why they played DaBaby.
And did everybody leave?
Bitch, I did. I was sitting next to Vincent. Do you know Vincent?
I know him like in passing. Like, I've never met him, but like
sit next to him. And I was like, would there be some shit if they played DaBaby remix? And then sure enough, his voice came on. I was like, you know what? I'm out.
Stop.
But I grabbed my Prada.
You and your okay.
That's a new one. You see?
Okay, Asian doll. You get one bag and you like I'm it. Okay,
no,
girl.
I got two actually right now. So.
Oh, you got another Prada. Oh.
Oh yeah, the bucket's in there too. Yeah. grabbed my Prada, left, got a cab. I'm not doing it. I'm not hanging out in my free time listening to fucking DaBaby songs.
No. I went, then like, why would you put that in a gay club?
No, I left and I called the cops. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
They're running drugs in the spot. Like, can y'all,
y'all need to, yeah, y'all need to actually call in the cops more often.
Like, if y'all don't tighten up, I will call them. Like, and they're rah-rah right now. So, like,
yeah, they're very excited. They're excited. Just their budget increases.
Their budgets are back. They're, they're back outside. They will run at any tip. So, like, don't play with me.
Don't play with me because, listen, because they're not going anywhere. We got Eric Adams in office or soon to be in office.
Oh, it's about to be a police state.
Oh, so listen, they're not leaving. They're not going anywhere. So you might as well put their ass to use. Otherwise, they're just sitting around eating donuts.
Okay? Y'all about writing to get stop tickets. And frisk all day again.
This y'all need to start calling the cops on these parties when they start playing DaBaby. Put their asses to use.
Put them to use. They about to start body slamming people trying to jump on the subway for free again. That shit about to get real mess. Reckless.
I'm joking, but it's a mess.
Ooh. I can't imagine. Ooh, girl. Ooh.
How are you gonna, all last summer in that heat, y'all had me out there with a cardboard sign walking up and down these fucking streets protesting Black Lives Matter for the police.
And now the police
Now they got the police running. You know what? I don't believe y'all anymore because y'all have me out here in this heat doing all that shit and don't even show up to the primaries to vote. Fuck y'all. Nope.
No.
Tell me where to send the money. I'll send it. I don't care. I have money coming out of my fucking ass. I'll send the money. I'm not walking in the streets with y'all because I don't believe you.
Look, I'm on my Kamala shit. Y'all are trash because you the same motherfuckers pressed for DaBaby. Y'all can all get that.
Oh, true. Like, oh, like, DaBaby would be the first one in a Black Lives Matter march. But then when it comes to the trans march, where's DaBaby at? Where would he be?
Nowhere.
Because Black trans lives don't matter.
Like, just say you're mad because you couldn't smash Lil Nas. Like, I'm like, what are we talking about?
And
like,
he still looks weird. Better than you. Get the fuck out
right.
of here.
Right. He's still more pulled up than you. Like, what are we doing? Yeah.
You're everywhere in gay people's business that you don't need to be. You didn't even have to do all this. Why'd you even?
Him, Boozy, T.I. I'm like, can y'all find something else to talk about? It's weird.
Yeah, it's getting like, weird. It's scary. Y'all talk more about gay shit than I do.
Than we do. Like, I don't even want to be around these fans.
And I'm gay as fuck. Shit. All I do is talk about Potomac and Prada. Like, I'm gay as fuck. And y'all talk about getting dick more than I do. It's
y'all
crazy.
Stay in our butts. Like, it's weird.
It's
like,
weird. I'm calling the cops on DaBaby and T.I. and all them because it's stalking at this point.
It really is. It's like targeted harassment, and I really want it to stop. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this much about having sex with a man. Like, I'm bored.
Yeah. Y'all turn me straight.
Like, it's mid, no matter if y'all straight or not. You don't know how to fuck. So, like, why are y'all this obsessed? Like, I'm good.
Yeah, please. Don't even get me started on the toe jam and the fucking, they probably got lint in their belly buttons and they probably don't wash the, you know what?
Not
change
lint.
The subject.
I can't. See, we already engaged in this much because of DaBaby. I know.
Yeah. This heat. Listen, I was at a fundraiser last night. Shout out to the Allie Forney Center. I'm in the host.
Oh, okay. Wait, Johnny was there, right?
Johnny was there. He was
hosting. Oh, yeah. I saw the little
Vincent
post.
Was there.
Cute.
I went with Leah.
I saw. Yeah.
We had actually a really good time. It was like 95 degrees. It was on a rooftop.
And it was still too hot.
It was like getting to be nighttime, so it was okay. You know what I mean? But it was cute. It was a cute event.
Okay.
Raised a lot of money. Talking to Leah about Roni. Well, I had some thoughts.
Okay.
You know?
What's even going on? Like, it's literally.
We don't even
like,
we don't even know.
Like,
we don't even know. We don't even know.
Like a whole recast. Like, it's like, what's going on?
That's what I would like.
They need like a gay man or something. Like they need something. Like it's
DaBaby.
So
DaBaby. Like, get DaBaby. Black and gay.
Put Boozy on Atlanta because he a bitch. So like that would work.
Like, please. Oh my God, who's put Wale on Potomac since he's from DC?
Oh right.
But we like Wale though.
We like Wale.
Business. Yeah, he minds his own fucking.
I mean, we like.
He plays
Wale.
His fucking position, but stop fucking with us online.
I mean, we like T-Pain the most because he's the most pulled up and like together and checks these motherfuckers. But other than that, I don't like nobody. Like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah, sure. No, but the fundraiser was good. Afterwards, okay. Lee and I went to cafeteria.
Oh my God. That's
we had a throwback. Oh, we were like down the street from there. And she's like, you know where we should go? I was like, we're at cafeteria. We're like, wow, 2000s. So we had a 2000s moment.
I miss cafeteria.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I used to live right around the corner. That used to be the spot.
So it was me and Leah, and the waiter was, he was so nice. I forget his name, but he came up afterwards when we were done eating and he was like, I have so much tea to tell you about your castmates. Cause you know, they all go, have been there at some point. Uh-huh. He said that Luann had been there.
Luann was in cafeteria?
Girl, that's what they say. He said,
what was she in there?
Twisted.
Of course.
Of course, natural, as one does in cafeteria.
I mean, you can't be in there without being zooted. Like, I don't know how you could be there sober. Like, it's fucking crazy. It's a club. Like, it's
it doesn't even really hit that
the
hard.
The food is barely mid. Like, so it's like, there is no way.
The like, place is dirty, but like
the way they tried to push that mac and cheese like it was something. I'm like, bitch, I'm from the South. Like, y'all ain't fooling me. Like, what?
I know. I really wanted to go to Elmo across the street. Shout out Elmo.
Elmo.
I know. I actually went there recently. I went there like a week ago with some friends.
I love Elmo. See, now I need
love
to
it.
Go to New York.
The I'm martinis, like, you really do.
I'm martinis because I miss all my spots.
I just go to Barracuda and chop it up. Break
last
something.
Time I was in there, I got in a fight. So I just don't.
Like, speaking of, oh my God. So a week ago, as you know, I went to Santana, Saucy Santana.
Girl.
We went to the live show, Saucy Santana. If you guys don't know who Saucy Santana is, Google is your friend. Look him up. You've definitely seen him before in memes. He's a gay rapper. He's best friends with the City Girls.
Yeah.
We love him.
Saw we him love live. Saucy.
Could have just watched him on YouTube. Same difference. He barely sang. Barely rap, you know, well, sang.
It was giving rap. Gutter butt.
He's big, so he had just like a little mini fan in front of his thing, and he would just like have the audience sing most of the songs, and then he'd that dance. Ass, fat, jumping buddy.
I just love how it's like minimal effort. Like, he's just like,
oh, he's not even playing. He's like, I'm here to get a check, and y'all can do whatever.
But like, that's, honestly, I mean, he deserves it.
But honestly, it's the vibe. Like, the whole vibe of, it was more about the crowd. Like, everyone's just right. Like, excited. Yeah.
Like, he's not really, it's like, I would be weirded out if he was giving me like full production. Like, it's like, I actually like it. It's like real, like pasted together right before the show. Like, it's like
a t-shirt and jeans on.
He and like 18 niggas on stage. Like, it was a lot.
Was like, he had Air Maxes on. Like, bitch, are you in Hirachis? Are you in Hirachis? And some ripped
giving,
jeans?
It was giving BBOD thought that delicious, but like, I was still here for it. Like, I was just like, it looked like a Love and Hip Hop showcase, but like, better. Like, I still would have liked.
Hirachis is what you wear when you fucking hate someone. When you go to a party you hate, like, I went to a lifetime ago. I worked at an office job that I did not like, but I went to the Christmas party. I showed up in ripped jeans and Hirachis to the Christmas party. I said, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
See, like, say somebody would, like, some people would see that and be like, oh, this bitch showed up in Hirachis. She's trying to fight. Like, that's a lot. Like,
maybe it was. Maybe I was. Maybe, like, I was trying to fight someone from accounting.
Wow, because they're running payable. My money.
Yeah, running
what's
my
up,
money.
AP? Like, what's good? I care.
I can't. You know. Yeah, Chris. Ho, ho, ho. So, speaking of snow, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, I was like,
literally just premiered.
I was like, what direction are you going in?
talking about someone else, huh?
I was like, what?
So the trailer for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City dropped today. I knew it would.
And they're not playing. Like, the girls they're coming.
Heather DM'd me.
Oh.
She was like, talking about like Mary, because her and Mary aren't talking.
They right, I knew
followed
that.
Each other, all that stuff. She's like, I don't know. Mary gets really into it this season. And she's like, I was her like advocate and now she's lost me. I'm like, oh, this is going to be such a good fucking season. Now I play both sides of it. I mean, obviously Sister Mary is an icon.
There is nothing that can be ever said that's going to take me off of Mary's team. Like,
we also like live for Heather Gay too. Like,
I like everybody on that show actually, except for Jen. Like, I've never liked her. So like, this is actually fine that she's, but like, I also felt like even in the first season. It's like, I like Lisa now, and I didn't like Lisa.
Yeah. Lisa Barlow.
Lisa's mm-hmm. showing up. Like, she's giving you, like, that she's giving.
Well, let's
giving
go down the line. Let's go down the line. Lisa Barlow okay. going to lunch with a fucking cult member to try to expose her castmate as a cult leader.
I'm like, love also, I do too, but I'm like, Lisa, you look crazy because like this person could be this could be anybody. Like, I'm like, really? We just like.
It could, but I'm here for the mess. Meredith has a couple of moments.
Meredith is eating. Meredith yeah. is emerged as an icon. Like, it's
she's
like,
not eating. She's sitting.
She's sitting.
She's like, not eating.
She's
Jen sitting. Is eating.
Jen is, what is she eating though?
She's gonna be
jailhouse food.
Yeah, she will be jail food in a minute.
Yeah. Like, yeah, the way little square she's pizzas. Having a meltdown in every clip, like she's
do
going
they give
to jail.
The same food that they give in public schools to jails?
Stop. I think
because if it is that hurts. And,
no, it's that plastic
that square pizza. Remember
oh
the
my
square pizza?
That shit slaps.
You can't tell me different with some grape juice.
You please. Cannot you know? Tell me. The days I knew it would be that, yep. bitch.
What was the other things? They had the chili burgers.
Okay, no.
They didn't do those?
I'm from Texas. No. Yeah, that's some Texas shit.
It was good.
So Meredith, Liv, I've always loved Meredith.
Yeah.
Whitney eating a little bit, like.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Like she's got something done.
But gorgeous. She looks stunning. And I also love that, like, at the little dinner table scene, Whitney's like, you were the, I was like, oh!
I know, she's popping up. She said, you were set, looked like you had something to do with her indictment. I was like,
oh, I was like, oh. Okay. Whitney was like, you're not getting me off of this show. Like,
yeah,
I was like.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Y'all aren't about to inch secured. My girl off. Honestly, she's her position's solid. Like, just don't get addicted to drugs or go anywhere crazy because you're related to Heather Gay, and Heather Gay is.
Heather center, is not good. Snowflake. Like Heather is like so central to that show. So
yeah,
it's like,
and if you're like hanging out with Heather and going shopping with her all the time and kikiing, you're gonna be good. You're good.
Yeah, like I also just like the energy Whitney brings.
Mary
like,
has the most to be worried about.
Mary does, but then she doesn't because I also think they need that character because it's like Mary is like we're still like she's like a fucking endless fucking pit of just what is going
what
on.
What is going on? Yeah,
like absolutely. It's like the
if
more
y'all ever take her off this fucking show. I'm calling the cops personally on Bravo.
Because I just need to know. Yeah. I want to dig more into like, even in the slight clips we were seeing, her wigs were more chaotic. I was just like, mm-hmm. what is going on? Like, the new bitch, I don't really care yet. So we'll see.
Yeah, I don't really care yet. She had a lime green Ferrari. I don't know. I know she's really into AK-47s. She's probably a Trumper.
Ew.
Oh no, yeah.
And but then, like, Salt Lake City, she tried to like pop off. It felt real forced. I was like,
yeah,
it's given scripted.
Is it giving
like,
hands?
Like, yeah. It was like, you can't fight though. So, like, I need you to stop.
None of y'all can fight because you have gloves on. Why are you fighting with no gloves? It's gonna, like, it's literally, you're wearing pillows on your hands. Y'all don't fight like Atlanta where it's hot. Just don't wear all these layers. They fight in maxi dresses.
Or like on Married to Medicine where they actually fight too. So it's like, I can't. So,
you just got to get to these warmer temperatures. You can't, like, how are you going to beat someone up in a bubble coat?
It's like, girl, you go look goofy sliding around like Teletubbies. Like, it's like,
y'all look like two Pillsbury doughboys just fighting, like bouncing all over the place in the fucking white snow. This is so silly. You know what? Actually do it. That would be so hilarious.
Let's go actually.
Let's go actually. Yeah. Jen's life is crumbling.
Oh my God. Like, and it's like crumbling.
Yeah, legit.
Like, and it's, you know what somebody, I was reading, somebody had mentioned, they were like, we love, they were like, Meredith emerged from this trailer being so iconic because.
Not iconic, though. She said one good line. Let's not
get No. She is because she's actually doing what the bitches on Beverly Hills are not doing to Erica.
Like, oh, she's like eating like, her up.
She's like
taking,
no, she's pressing her and being like, bitch, you're a crook. Like, talk about it. Like, bitch, we aren't gonna like ignore the fact that you scammed all these people. Like,
yeah.
And y'all wanna dance around it. And it's like, this is why I'm asleep on Beverly Hills because like Erica, y'all never liked her from the jump. Why y'all acting like y'all her friend?
Yeah. Like, you know what my favorite part was? Favorite part of the entire trailer?
What?
Lisa Barlow sending her to a voicemail.
And her husband be like, text her. No, I'm not doing that yet.
No, I'm not doing it right now. Yeah.
I was like, wow. She doesn't even.
For someone who texts all the time. Remember, she was on her phone and he was trying to talk to her. She's like, no, I just got to send this. She's always on her phone.
Yeah.
She's not texting her back.
Family. Like, she's not talking to
them. Oh, yeah. Like, she, like, sent her... Wait, remember she sent her son to voicemail? I died.
She won't even pick up for her kids.
I love her, actually. I take it back. I love
Lisa. I like her because she's, like... Yeah. Like, the delusion has become real. So, like, yeah. I like it. Like, I'm, yeah. like, I live for her. And she would be fun to hang out with.
Yes. I'm excited. It's going to be
good. I'm excited, too. It'll be fun.
Bar boat. So, I'm going on the bar boat.
I can't.
You would. You know you would.
Bitch, I would not be on that boat. The way I would be swinging from the door, there's no way I'm going on that shit. Like the way they would be mad at me if I wasn't rapping every fucking lyric. They're so aggressive. They're like, you don't know this song? It's like, girl, like, I'm not trying to run out of breath because I'm going to rap all her shit back to back. Like, it's goofy. Ugh, no.
I'm going to be like, out of breath like that. I'm going to be out of breath like that Nene running me.
Right
after the verse of Monster.
Right, because they're like, then it's the Itty Bitty Piggy's next. I mean, I'll go in on Itty Bitty Piggy. I mean, I did at Iris. And it was like everybody was like, it was a bop. But I was like,
how was Iris?
It was so cute. But I like Iris a barb. And I was like, oh, wait.
Shout out to Ira Madison. He had a birthday party in LA.
So fun. It was such a bop. It was also
did he email you the birthday stuff? Or
yeah.
How did he organize? Oh, yeah.
I saw the, like, and then, like, they sent all the pictures to everybody afterwards. And cute. I was like, ooh, girl. And then I was like, I'm not going to post it. And then, like, other people started posting. I was like, I
guess. So you're like, ah, fuck it. I guess I got to get it, too. All right.
Because it was like, everybody was, like, zooted, sweating, lit. I was just like, I don't know if I really want to, like, be. Like, it was a lot. So I was like.
Was it the who's who of LA?
It was giving. Like, it was very much, like, it was like all the cool kids were finally able to hang out. So it was
cute. Yeah. Okay.
At a nice little undisclosed location. It was cute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like, it was at a like jazz. It was a space that used to be a space, but like isn't open anymore. So like,
okay.
You couldn't, so it was like, it wasn't in a spot where like people were like bopping up and hanging out. Like,
got it.
Literally just for that party.
Love it.
So it was a very cute little bop. It was fun. Everybody stayed late. Everybody was excited to, it was like back to school.
Okay. Going back to Barb Boat though. Oh, I'm gonna show up there. Wish I had time to get security. Don't have enough time. I don't know.
I mean, you're gonna get in a fight.
No, I'm not gonna fight. I don't fight.
Have you seen my face? No, you don't fight. Okay. Ooh, fake as fuck over here. Girl.
Hey, the fake is Mia. Mia Thornton fake. Yep. I'm like, fake as fuck.
Flip flop and shit. Hey.
The bar boat is going to be, it's going to be fun though. If we don't melt, it's still 95 degrees outside. We're going to be on moving water. It's 4 hours, this boat though.
Wait, you're on a boat for 4 hours with barbs? Oh my God.
I'm going to FaceTime you when I'm on it.
Wait, are you sure this isn't a punishment? Like, this doesn't sound like something you would want to do. Like, this is weird. But I mean, it's like, what's going, you going to be like,
water taxi.
Where's the boat going? Like, I don't.
Send a water taxi to get me. I'm done. Please. Could you imagine?
That's going to be you in a minute.
I got a cute shirt though for it.
Oh, you got a new fit. Oh my God. I love that shirt. I wanted that. Oh my God. I'm going to order one. I'm ordering
Amazon
right now. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Like, I love Barbie fucking shit.
Just says Barbie.
I love anything Barbie because, you know, like, since I'm a pretty bitch, you get this. Like, it's like to take it back to, like, I don't know the life of, like, slathering on contour because, like, I'm not ugly. So it's like that. So, like, I could just wake up and put on a Barbie shirt and the bitches get the point. So,
like that. Listen, I like that the boys are wearing makeup and all that shit. I just wish y'all know how to apply it.
But I do too, but I agree. I'm like, I feel like
I don't. I like that the boys wear nail polish and have purses now. I love it. I just wish y'all picked the right colors and bought the cutest purses.
And stop, like, get it, like, professionally done. Like, I
don't know why y'all keep getting, like, you know, lime green.
It's like, ooh, I want lime green on my toes for what?
Yeah, like, I'm just, it's like, certain colors that go with certain skin. But you know what? Whatever. So, you know what? You know what grandmother always says? Takes all kinds. Takes
it really
all
does.
Kinds to, it really does take all kinds to make the world go round.
It really does. It. And that's such a good way to just, like, really, like to not let those sort of people
sort of people.
The way that sounded racist.
I'm like, that sounds racist. I can't pinpoint how that's. I can't pinpoint exactly.
I'm a bigot? Like that. Yeah.
That sounds bigoted. It just sounds bigoted. Ow. I can't figure out how, but it's gonna. I'll be on Bard Boat later tonight, and I'll be like, "That's how it's bigoted."
That was weird. Like that was like a. That's
those
a long,
types of people.
Buried white ancestor jumped out. Yeah. Like, I don't know what that was.
Yeah, it was a slave owner in your ancestry. He just popped the fuck out. He popped his little Benjamin Franklin looking head out. Ooh. Not Benjamin
you
Franklin.
You said you want to lynch black people. Black like people. That's
you
really
said what? You want to make America great again.
Great again. It was giving that. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
And it just rolled off my tongue. That was messy.
Naturally.
Natural.
What are you looking up?
That Barbie shirt.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because, you know, speaking
of Barbie, we got to talk about more drama. Nicki Minaj has some drama that literally just dropped when we were logging on here to talk. I'll tell you all about that.
Uh-oh, okay.
Oh, I'll tell you. We could talk about this new Lizzo song. Real Housewives All-Stars 2 was just announced, and they have the cast. I'll tell you all about it. We'll talk about it. I'll tell you about it. You were going to fucking...
Am I going to die?
You're going to... It's.
Is it bad bitches? Like, am I going to be lit?
Boo-boo.
Stop.
It's boo-boo. It's the most gutter butt. It's
ew,
giving,
in yeah, like a good way. Like,
it's giving like it's.
It's like C team. Like who is it? It's like
I could pick the worst, and it wouldn't even be as bad as this.
Wow! Stop.
Yeah, the worst of the worst. So let's get into it. We're gonna talk about that. I want to talk a bit about Potomac as well. You guys follow.
Barbie shirt.
Oh wait, what you found the Barbie shirt?
Mm-hmm. I found it. Ooh, there's a Ken one. Fuck him. I don't want this shit.
Ken, yeah. You guys. Catch up to the bonus episode that we're about to record. It's the bonus episode of The B-List. You can go to patreon.com/The B-List to subscribe there so you can hear the bonus episode. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be really messy. Jonathan, tell the people where to follow you on social media.
You can follow me on Instagram at mr.lawhorne. And then
you've
on
been
Twitter.
Posting more.
I have. I'm like more in my stories lately. Like it just, that's what Instagram is.
I'm in my story bag.
I'm in my story bag. It's just like, I'm not going to post on my actual Insta because who gives a fuck? So like until I rebrand, because I'm doing a
employers,
rebrand currently.
And I don't want them in my shit like that.
I don't want anybody to know me. So like, I'm just like, I'm about to rebrand as a whole other bitch. It's going to look like I'm like, you'll see. I'm not going to say what it is. But, and then on Twitter, it's mr.lawhorne. And I pop my shit over there.
You really do.
I really do.
Guys, come follow us on the bonus episode. We're going to talk more there, and we will see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Let me press it.